the conversations that they have within cluster are sort of not the bridge tie conversations. Those are the conversations they're having with, you can sort of think of them as people that you're close to, like people, members of your network, versus between cluster conversations are conversations that are happening sort of between groups of people who don't interact with, you wouldn't interact with otherwise. So basically, like, that notion of, like, if you cut that bridge tie, then there's no sort of communication. So there's basically not as great of a chance for synchronizing, because you're not getting exposed to information from that other network without that, like, crucial bridge tie. So that basically, what that ended up looking like was just that people were just chatting online using this platform, and a lot's kind of going on, because everyone basically needs to be on the same page in the experiment at the same time in order for us to advance. So it's nice because the conversations are timed pretty closely. So every conversation was cut off at 2.5 minutes, but you do get some lag sometimes because some people will spend a whole lot of time trying to remember everything. So at the beginning, basically before they can even start chatting, everyone has to be done attempting to remember the information first. So this is sort of where the software comes in. And what's great about it is that you can, as the experimenter, you can basically locate exactly where in the experiment each person is. So it's a lot of, like, on the fly thinking has to happen, because you need to make sure that everyone is at the same stage in order for the study to advance. Because it's quite complex, given that there's 16 different people doing the same thing at the same time. And if one person is a little bit off track, it can implicate the whole group.